you can pass it around and give individual presentations later, but you just plug into the MacBook computer like that. And then you hit function F8, it says CRT LCD.
Okay.
So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see the screen will flicker like that, and then you'll wait about a minute. There you go.
Ooh.
And there you have it.
So pet owner problem? Or
I don't know, that might
I don't
be
know which, but it was
I think it would be better actually here, sort of
Okay.
chest.
Could you
Yeah.
take it apart? I'll take it apart.
Is that all right?
Yeah, a little
Or
bit ha- yeah, there would be good. So you
Okay.
can see, right? Yeah, yeah, I think
Okay.
that's best. Okay, here comes coming more spindly. Yeah, that's better.
Okay, you're free to start.
How do we s- do I what how do we start? Does anybody know?
Whatever manager you start. You
Oh,
have the
good
agenda
one.
presentation, so you'll just that's always the agenda presentations are what you'll sort of that's what you'll structure the meeting around.
So that's this
We saved it in your my documents
Oh,
folder.
okay. Right.
Are we free to take notes
Yeah. Yeah, you can take notes whenever you want throughout the day.
Okay, just hang on a second everybody. I haven't actually looked at this yet.
Oh.
Very nice.
I haven't looked at it, but let's just start it off, hey, and we'll see what happens. If you're all ready.
Yep.
So yeah, here is the agenda. Opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closure. Project aim is a new remote control. It's original, trendy, and it's user friendly. Project setting. Functional design. Individual work. And then a meeting. Conceptual design. Individual work and a meeting. Details design. Individual work and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favorite animal and sum up their favorite characteristics of that animal.
Okay.
Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go first?
So are we supposed to bring the little things for the
Yeah, why don't you just I think just clip 'em Do you have a belt?
Clip 'em back to
Or put
me.
'em in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So my favorite animal.
Yeah, what's your favorite animal?
Okay,
Ah.
Is it rude?
An elephant.
That's a very good elephant.
Back end of an elephant.
Oh my gosh. I'm never gonna be able to draw that well.
K, and do you wanna write up on there, since you gotta sum up your your favorite characteristics of that animal?
Okay, it's big. It's got a great memory.
Is it?
Yeah. It's supposed to have a great memory. They say an elephant never forgets.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay.
And
Wonderful, well done. Do you wanna use the wipe the
Okay.
wiper and wipe it off? aesthetics designer. Do you wanna go next?
Yeah.
I have no idea what my favourite animal is.
Yeah, my favourite animal. Let's see.
Oh.
I don't know if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before. It's a liger.
A
No.
what?
A combination of a lion and tiger.
All
Have you
right.
not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
No, it's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is that it's pretty much the awesomest animal. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it.
Okay, well done.
Great. Me?
Yeah. Miss Marketing.
K. Let's see if this is gonna work. Well, I'll try my best to draw Can I just draw the face?
Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks. That's a brave silly cat.
Which also has what? A big fat body and a long tail.
Okay, so do you wanna do some write do you wanna just write some words about it?
Why? Because cuddly. And usually cats are very friendly, usually. And they're healing well. They heal. And they can feel when a human's
Wow.
problems, so
They're kind of spiritual.
So that's why I like cats.
Well done.
There we are. See?
Okay.
I don't actually have a favourite animal, but for the for the sake, I'll draw a little I honestly can't draw off the top of my head.
Really?
Yeah. Facts, no. That's just
A prairie dog?
no.
Not a squirrel?
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Not bad, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, well you got it. It's a squirrel. And I like them because they're cute and stupid.
Very good.
Aw.
All right.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess that was the test to see if this equipment was all working.
Next page.
Okay, project finance. Setting price €25. If it aim 50 million euros.
Like it rained internationally. Sold.
Yeah. Production costs. Alright, it's covered.
All right, cool.
Can't cost any more than €12.50 to make. Films experience with remote control. So I talk about who
Who's used what, any ideas, stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. At 11:45.
So I think before we close, we're expected, I mean the last slide wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean if you wanna go back to the last slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for.
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion like right now, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was just giving us instructions for the to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would roughly what we would incorporate into a new one maybe.
Okay. Alright, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, I think we've all got.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah. Yeah, it's TV remote control.
Okay.
Okay,
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What? You want it big, do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and.
It seems like there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean you want one remote that maybe can work all the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, that DVD player or something
video
like that. But at the same time you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe, yeah, now that's the other thing, is it's gonna be cheap.
Yeah.
Because I mean I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much, I mean, how much do we have per, how
12.50.
It can't be more than 12.50 per unit.
Per unit, yeah.
Cost.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget or?
Well, at the moment,
I
we
don't
could,
know
I mean, because we, this is what we're doing at the moment, is just saying what we'd like, and then after we found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it'd be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Yeah.
Don't we have like one that comes out? Like, so you have one in like.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits. And then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out. And then you have another one and you slide it out. So
yeah.
It slides. And then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's a
into
light.
One. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one, basically.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
So you just flip them out.
Okay.
Have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff, and then on the other side a remote control that would be very very simple with just the channel program plus and minus and then just the mute button, for example. Like keep it really really simple on one side and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
I'm not sure
or grandma as well, you know. Like,
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote though, because it would be very hard to use in the way that you.
No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold, like you wouldn't be able to press the buttons.
Oh, okay.
Like or something like a flip telephone, something like that maybe.
Okay.
That would be cool. I was thinking.
Flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside maybe. Oh, we've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking off.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual. I mean, what was stage one was technical functions design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with the actual concept for the user interface. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV. I mean,
yeah,
be able to operate DVD players, things like that.
I think we should also have a backup plan of. I just think that it might be expensive to make something that. I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything.
Yeah.
We should have a backup plan of just a really good television remote control that is just for a TV, but it's just a really good, nice one.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, bearing in mind, we had to have something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be...
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic,
yeah.
So it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
What'll make it interesting for people to buy, though?
Something that's for disabled people or certain people that don't see very well, or big buttons for touchy buttons for.
Sort of find a niche for our remote, like market it to a certain.
Yeah.
Kind of people. Certain.
Or just one that looks really fucking cool.
I think you're
really
right.
Light or
Yeah, rather than focus on.
Otherwise, we'd be here all day talking about let's do this, let's do that. And I think we should.
Yeah,
think
because at the end of the day, if it says just TV remote, it doesn't say combination
I mean, obviously, everyone, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything at once, but.
Remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip-up thing, because you always have this problem of, like, if it's on this... Well, I did anyway. Like, we had 5 or 6 remotes, and they'd be lying on the couch, and you'd come and sit down, and, oh, the television switched on, or something. So maybe something that, like, does have a lid, or closes so you don't accidentally press a button or
okay,
like a lock function
on it like you have on your telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But make it like really snazzy and cool that people will want it, so make it
it's gotta be sellable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true what you were saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function so that it's not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, like they don't flick onto channels and all that to flick onto.
No porn channel for children. Okay. All right, so we've got some ideas.
I guess that's.
Let's move on.
Good for now.
What does ID, VID, and ME stand for?
Industrial designer.
Oh, okay.
Which is.
Well, these are required specifications.
Our
marketing.
Yeah, there you go. So let's user interface designer,
that's me.
That's
okay.
That's you. So you're gonna be the one that's working out what buttons we need.
Right.
Industrial designer, you're the one you're gonna be working out what kind of box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's what goes into the box somehow.
How it works.
And marketing.
User requirement specification. So what the user requires.
Yeah, what?
To kind of
right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it does
I
seem
guess.
Like our,
you two
our responsibilities have.
You two are going to be just, I think, just double, working
yeah.
together. You're the one that's got to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in a remote, what buttons are used more often and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay. Okay, everyone, well done. Good meeting.
All right, see you in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, do we take these off? I don't.